studying the Rosh Hashiva's suggestion as to how to answer and define the source for the implication in Rashi that there is an Iser of Zrikas Adam, Haktor Sei Murim, in the case of a carbon parcel, and specifically in the case where the psul was because of Shalol Lishma. And we were studying the Tosefta. The Tosefta establishes that in the cases of Pigal and Nosar and Tomei, there's a Chiyuv of Achila, and that is a violation of the Lav of Lo Yeochel Ki Kodesh Hu, which we said, Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul Ba'akos of Litein Losase Al Achiloso. So if the carbon is pasul, there's an Iser Achila on the Basar. And that's derived from the Pasuk Lo Yeochel in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Now, in the case of Pigul, the Machshava of the Kohen HaOved was Chutz Lizmano, that the Achila should be Chutz Lizmano. As a result of that Machshava, the carbon became pasul and now it's mufka from its din achila. In other words, there was a kiyum achila as if the avoda would have been done behechsher. Now, as a result of this psul of a machsheves pigul, there's no din of achila. So we see a relationship here between the avoda for the sake, which is meant in the ideal sense to culminate in a din achila, and the din achila. If there's an avoda that's going to remove the din achila, and there's going to be an isolav of achila, then we understand very well that that avoda is asur. And we've already established, based on the Ramban in his Asogos to Sefer Mitzvos, that included under the lav of Lotizbach Shar, etc., etc., Asheyir Bomum, Kol Dovara, is the Iser Avoda in the case of a carbon that's pasul, in case of a Balmum, which the Ramban, based on the Tosefta in Makos, is going to expand to include a case of Machsheves Pigul. That if there is an Avoda, and that avoda, whether it be shchita, whether it be zrika, whether it be haktara, all the above, any of the above, would generate a violation of a lav under lo tizbach kol dovar ra, in the case of a carbon pasul. But the carbon might be pasul because of any number of reasons, not just because it's a balmum, as is explicit in the Torahs, but as we discussed at great length, even if it's because of a machsheves pigul. Now, if we put the two together, if we put together the fact that there's an iser of an avoda poseles with a machsheva poseles in the case of pigul, and the fact that there's an iser achilo, we could say that the machsheva haposeles relates to the Hafkoas Achila. The Machshava Poselis was an Achila of Chutzim Zman or Chutzim Koma. And that undermines the Achila. So the sort of contradiction, if you will, between the Avoda that's meant to culminate in a Din Achila and a Kiyum Achila, and the fact that since he did the Avoda B'Psul, what it generates is a Psul Korban and an Isra Achila, that forms a certain unit, if you will, where the Isra Achila is a direct result of that avoda, which was an avoda for an achila chutz mizman, a chutz mizlim koma. And now the avoda itself causes a hafkas din achila. Now, perhaps we could take it one step further. That's what I think the Rosh Hashiva wants to suggest, that the gather of this pasuk that we saw in the Tosefta of an Isra Achila in the case of Pigol and Nosar, etc., that Isra Achila is related to the Avoda. So what happens here is that the Torah, when we put these two lavim together, the Torah is saying that if the Avoda results in a Hafkas Din, it's removing exactly what the Avoda was meant to do. The Avoda was meant to do Behechsher, and now the Avoda is doing the opposite. Like, for example, in the case of Pigel, where the Avoda's HaKarbon was meant to be for the sake of Achila and to generate a din of Kiyum Mitzvah's Achila's Karbon. And on the contrary, what happened with this Pigel is that it ended up with an Iser Achila, a separate lav, as we said, that's derived from the pasuk of Lo Ye'ochel, and now the Torah prohibits that Machsheves Pigel, which is the flip side of Achila, which was meant an avoda that was meant to lead to Achila, and instead it undermines the Achila and generates the exact opposite. That's the relationship here between the avoda and the result of the avoda, and therefore the Rosh Yeshiva goes a step further and he says, if in the same way that if you have machshava almanasli ochol chutz lizmano chutzum komo, it's a violation because it's mafkia the iser, creates an iser achila and removes the kiyum achila, the kiyum karbon. So then, in the case of shalol lishma, if we assume that shalol lishma passels the karbon, then the avoda that shalol lishma is removing the achila. So any avoda shalol lishma is really creating the exact opposite result of what it was meant to create. It's the flip side of the kium of karbon. So therefore, any avoda that passes the karbon makes the karbon bereft of a kium achila and a kium karbon. So if I read to you the language, the very heavy language here of the Nefesh Tova, he says that Geder Hadavar Nilmad Mikra Di Isur Pigul Nosar Vitome Hu Dikmosha Asra Di Asra Torah Lechol Pigul. Why? Because the Pigul itself causes Techalbo Psul She'ein Bo Din Achila, the Pigul itself removes the achila. Hachinami also lahaktir, just the same way that the avoda b'machsheves pigul generates an isur and removes the din achila, and therefore the avodas pigul is osur, and that again we derive from lo sizbach etc. kol dovara. Hachinami also lahaktir. So too in a case of a haktara, if let's say I already, and even if I have you might argue, well, again, now you're telling me that the carbon is already possible, and we want to know if it's possible, you know, Bishlam, if the avoda would generate the psul carbon and be mafkia the din achilo or the kim carbon, that I understand. But now we're talking about a case where it's already pigul, and now you're telling me that the Torah prohibits a haktara on the mizbech of pigul. The answer is because since pigul is the kind of machshava that would be mafkia the din, and therefore remove any possibility of haktara, so that avoda, if it's done even after the karbon is already possible, so I take pigul and I'm makter the pigul, and for that matter, to the same light, if I take a machshavas shalol lishma, then even if, let's say, for example, the shechita was done shalol lishma, now he wants to go ahead and illegally take that carbon that's possible and be makter it and be zorek the dam al mizbeach and be makter the emurim, etc. That's also a violation of a lav. And why? Because we've already seen the relationship between an avoda and the result of the avoda, so that now we can abstract the avoda itself and say the avoda has to have an avodah sheyesh ba kiyum karban. And if the flip side is true, this is an avodah bepsul, because the karban has already been nifsal. So even if it was nifsal yidei ashchita, and it's clear cut that the shchita should be a violation of Allah because it generates an Isra Achila, insofar as it was Machsheves Psul, that's Mafkiya the Din Achila, so too, subsequent to that Shechita, if he does Haktara, and we're talking about either Zrikas Adam or whatever parts of the Haktara he does, that's also a violation, because you're taking an Avoda that was meant in abstract sense, it was designed to be a kiyum avodas hakarbon, and now this avoda has no possibility of a kiyum avodas hakarbon because it's already a carbon possible, is therefore, since it has no din haktara, that haktara itself becomes also. Just like in the, again, you might say dial the form and I didn't, but the basic framework here of the Rashivi's presentation is it's just like an avoda which generates a psul, and is mafkia the dinim and the kiyumim of that karbon, certainly that machshava and that avoda is a violation of a lav, and that would be lo tizbach. So too, in a case where there was an avoda subsequent to the psul, that would also be a violation of an isur because that avoda has no relationship to being a kiyum karbon. So the avoda always has to lead up to a kiyum karbon. And if instead it leads up to an isra achilo, if the isra achilo has already been clinched, but it's a karbon that's possible, and therefore the avoda could not be defined in its very essence as a kiyum karbon, that's considered part of the isra. Now, if you take a look on page Hey, which you have on the left side, you'll see Simon Gimel, and he mentions a kasha of the Brisker Rav, and that is with regard to the lava of Altaktir, which means Haktoras Evarim of a carbon that's already pigul, and we saw already in the Ramban that that's a violation of a lav and generates a Chiyuv Malkus under Baltaktir, because the carbon is possel, whether it's a Balmum or in the case of Pigul. So the Brisker Rav wants to understand, in the light of the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth Perek, I'm sorry, in the light of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet, I meant to say, which establishes a rule called Im Alu Lo Yerdu, which I'll explain in just a minute, we don't understand exactly how you could ever find the Hechatimtza in which you violate the lav of Baltaktir on a carbon that is already pigul. Why? Because Baltaktir means you do the Akhtar al-Gabi Aish, al-Gabi Mizbeach. But the Mishnah establishes that once it's already, even if it's possible, once it's already on the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is Makadish it, and therefore we do the Akhtar. The mitzvah is, the Chiyuv is to do the Akhtar, even though it's a carbon possible, once it was placed on the Mizbeach. So now you're telling me that he violates for the Akhtar, for burning on the Mizbeach, these parts of the animal of a carbon that's possible, whether it's a Balmum, whether it's Pigul. How can he violate such a law? The very moment that it's on the Mizbeach, the Haktara is a Haktara shel Chiyuv, shel Mitzvah, because im olu lo yeredu. The din is la Haktira sa carbon. So how can you possibly violate a law of Baltaktir by burning these parts of the animal, these innards, these fats, on the Mizbeach of a Pigul? The very Haktara itself is a Chiyuv of the obligation of him olu lo yeredu. So how can he violate the lav? And the answer is offered by the Migdash David. Now the Migdash David, which is a sefer on kodshim, but according to Simonim, he has a whole simon here, a whole section, simon hey on haktara. And it's very interesting that, you know, burning the carbon on the Mizbeach, those parts that require Akhtara, that's clearly different than Holacha. Holacha is to bring it to the Mizbeach. And then subsequent to the Holacha, there's a Akhtara, and these are you know, burning on the Mizbech, these are two, clearly two distinct avodos, but yet between them, there's the gray area. And we're not sure if in the gray area, which we'll explain right away, we're talking about halacha or we're talking about haktara. What's the gray area? So the Migdash David asks the following question. He says that, and this is in his in Simon Hay Sif Beis, he has the following. Hine be'inyan haktara yesh lachar me'emasai hi ascholas haktara. At what point have you crossed the bounds between halacha and haktara? I hala me'aritzpa ala mizbeach. What about if he brought, you know, he brought the carbon up to the mizbeach, but now he has to place it on the mizbeach? Is that itself an extension and the completion of halacha, and therefore the halah is not part of the haktar itself? The halah, putting it on the mizbeach, is only the halacha. It's only after the halah that he does the haktara when he places it on the fire. That's the haktara. Or shall we say that halah itself, placing it on the mizbeach, that's also part of the haktara? That's not an avod of halacha. And he has a sugya in Masechta Menachos on Daf Yud, which we're not going to go through now, to prove that the halah, placing it on the Rosh HaMizbeach, even before it gets to the Eish, is considered the beginning of haktara. It's not halacha, but it's haktara. And based on this conclusion, he wants to answer a kasha. And this kasha is what's relevant to our discussion today. He says that if I take the opposite position, I'm going to show you how I get stuck with an impossible question. If I assume that even halal al-gabi mizbeach, before the nesina al-gabi ha'ish, and before he places it on the fire, but he just puts it on the mizbeach, if we're going to say that that's only holacha and not haktara, so he says the following. Let's take the case of Balmum. And with regard to Balmum, we have the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah says, "Im olu lo yerdu," right? Balmum is a carbon parcel. Once it's on the Mizbeach, then the din is that you have to keep Bimakayim the haktara. If that be the case, he asks the following question. When do you find a violation of the law that we mentioned, that we've been discussing, Lo tizbach shor oseh asheyir bo mum? And we said that the Lo tizbach applies not just to the shechita, but also to the zrikas adam, and also to the haktara al gabi mizbeach. Now, how can you violate the Isur Bal Taktir in the case of a Balmum? After all, as soon as he places it on the Mizbeach, and he does that act of Halah, he's already Mechuyev to do the Haktara, because him Olu Lo Yeredu. So how can you tell me that he violates Bal Taktir, that he violates the Isur Haktara, when he burns the Karbon, when the Torah itself forces him and obligates him to burn the Karbon? He says, but if you accept my conclusion, based on a sugi menachas, as we said earlier, that the halah itself is considered aktara, that he generates a violation of bal taktir, even again, he hasn't completed the process of aktara, he's only begun that process, because he still needs to, you know, to put it onto the Eish of the Mizbeach, but just putting it on the Mizbeach before he gets it over to the Eish, that's the beginning of the Pras HaKtara. It already is included in HaKtara as a Shem HaKtara, then he violates Bal Taktir in the case of a Balmum. Even though, at this point in time, after he's Male the carbon onto the Mizbeach, and the carbon is possible B'Torah's Balmum, he still has a chiyuv of haktara, but nevertheless he already violated the Isur haktara with the halal gabi mizbeach. That's only true, again, if you define the halal as part and parcel of the Haktorah and not as the completion of the whole Lacha. And Arabos, I want you to turn to the pages that we gave out today, Chav Ches and Chav Tes, which is Simon Chav Tes, on page Chav Ches, which is the Sugya of Stovel Lishma. We worked very hard to understand and explain, based on the Brisker Rav, and we saw it also in the Keren Ora, that there's no obligation to have a Lishma in the case of Kodshim, just as the Torah apostles a Shalom Lishma. And when we talk about Lishma, we're talking about a Machshava Poseles, the Rambam, as we said, in Perek Dal Milchus Maisa Karbonos, combined Shalom Lishma with Machsheves Pigul, it's a Machshava Poseles, and there's no positive requirement to have a Machshavas Lishma. We had many proofs for that. There was the case of a Shechita L'shem Chulin, and we said the carbon is kosher even though it's absent a L'shem Ola. Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta says that what Shalom L'shma in Ola, it's L'shem Shlamim, it's not the absence of a Kavana L'shma. We also proved from the Sefer of the Mishnah, we had Yossi who said that to the same extent there's a psul in Shalom L'shma and Chatos, if he shechted the Chatos for the sake of a different carbon, so too, if he shechted any other carbon for the sake of a Chatos, we have a psul, that's also called a Machshava Poseles, meaning the absence of a Machshava is not going to pasul, but if you had a positive negative component to have a different carbon, in this case, a Chatos, L'shem Chatos, so you shecht say an Ola L'shem Chatos, a Shlom L'shem Chatos, it's going to pasul the carbon going to Yossi ben Choni. And then we had Shimon Achi Azaria, who wants to be Machalik between whether he went from Kodshim Kodshim Gavoa down to with the Machshava of L'shem Namuch L'shem Kodshim Kalim or the reverse. And that distinction makes no sense if you need a positive Kavanah L'shma, because then in all cases it should be Shalom L'shma. All this leads us to an entire sugya that doesn't seem to make any sense. You know, Rav understood that with regard to Zvachim, there's a principle called Staman L'shma. The Gemara fights him tooth and nail. The Gemara says that in Gittin, there's no din of Stama L'shma. Stama is considered Shalom L'shma. And if he doesn't have Kavana when he writes the Get, L'shem, this Isha, L'shem, this Isha, this Isha, this Isha, this Isha, then the Get is possible. And therefore, the Gemara argues that the same thing of Stama Shalom L'shma should apply in Kodshim. And if there's a Machshava Stama, the carbon should be possible. And the Gemara fights against Rava, and Rava is forced to prove this, and every proof that he adduces, we completely slug him up, until he finally comes to some proof at the end. Now, what was the Gemara thinking? If the definition of Shalom L'shma is a Machshava Poseles, then clearly the absence of a Machshavas L'shma is not going to passel the carbon. So how can you tell me that Stoma apostles the carbon? Stoma kishalo l'shma, like in the case of Stoma and Get, it apostles the Get. What was the Hava meaning here? What was the Nidon in the Sugya? Whether Stoma l'shma and Zvachim or ain't Stoma l'shma and Zvachim, we prove very clearly from many, many sources of many dinim that Shalom L'shma is a Machshava Poseles, Dumya the Pigel, which is a Machshava Poseles. There's a negative kavana, and that negative kavana is what passels the carbon. In the case of chutzas mano, chutzam kol and pigul, in the case of shalom l'shma, as Rashi says at the beginning of the Masechta, an ol l'shem shlamin. So, what was the svara to say that mistama, if he has nothing in his mind, you know, he's just shechting kodshim, but he doesn't have in mind a specific character or nature of a carbon, no category in mind, that would passel the carbon. If there was a psul of head there of the absence of Machshavas L'shma, which was required as a positive, then I can talk about Mistama. And I would wonder back and forth, vacillate if Mistama is considered like a Machshavas L'shma or the absence of Machshavas L'shma. But if the psul of Shalom L'shma is Machshava Poseles, then it means that we require that he should think about another karmon in order to pass the karmon b'tor shelo lishma. Certainly in stoma, there's no shaychus to call it a chalos psul and a machsheva poselis. So the Mishnah is clearly addressing the case of a machsheva poselis, and that's the issue in the Mishnah. How can you say that the Mishnah is a din of stoma, and stoma is like shelo lishma? It doesn't make any sense. Because stoma could never be more than the absence of a lishma, it could never be a machshava poselis. And it's very interesting, the lashon of the Mishnah is that we're talking about shelo lishma, and the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe it means stoma. And the Gemara says that the reason why I'm influenced to say that the shelo lishma in the Mishnah means the absence of lishma, and in stoma where he has no machshav in mind, is because in get we find the same language in the Mishnah in Gittin about a shelo lishma, and that's why the get is possible when clearly you need a positive lishma in get. So we don't understand how could it be that in the framework of our Mishnah you could define and interpret that Mishnah as the absence of a lishma, and stoma shalol kills shalol lishma domi, and that's why it's possible. We're talking about a machshava poselis sakarma. And the only way out of it is Tzarech Lidchok. He says that maybe the Gemara at this point in the Havamina, arguing as it were as an advocate or a prosecutor against Rava, is to split the Mishnah into two parts. There's the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah is what we call Stoma, meaning it's anonymous Tana, it's the Chachomim. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is Yossi ben Choni and Shimon ben Azariah. In Yossi ben Choni's frame of reference, we're talking about a Machshava Poselis. And therefore any carbon that was shechted for the sake of Chatos has a Machshava Poselis. And Enoch Inami, according to Yossi ben Choni, Stoma certainly would be Lishma. There's no requirement of a Lishma. According to Shimon ben Azariah, if he has a Machshava from a Gavah to a Nomuch, that's a Machshava Poselis. The absence of a Machshava, for example, in a case of a Stoma, would certainly be kosher. But when we go back to our Reisha of the Mishnah, the Reisha says Shalom Lishma is possible. Maybe the unanimous Tana in the Reisha of the Mishnah would maintain that Enoch Inami, the absence of a Lishma, just like we saw in the same Lashon of Mishnah in Gittin, the absence of Lishma passes the, in this case, the Karma, like it passes the Get. And the entire Havamina was only predicated on the Reisha of the Mishnah. So this seems, again, it's not glat, you know, it's not the smoothest and first thing we would say, but it certainly seems to give us a modus, some sort of working document, some sort of mechanics to understand the Havamina of the Sugya. However, this is almost impossible. You cannot say that the Reisha of the Mishnah holds that stomach is shelo lishma and we need a positive kavanah lishma. Why? Because the Mishnah goes on to tell us that there's a difference between Machsheva Shelo Lishma and Shaar Karbonos and the cases of Pesach and Chatos. In the very situation, the very same scenario of Machsheva Shelo Lishma, which although Eino Olu L'Shem Chovas Abaylim, it has no Ritzi, but it is a Karbon Kosher, in that very same scenario, the Mishnah says, by contrast, in Pesach and Chatos, it's possible with this Machsheva. And it means in Shaar Karbonos it's kosher v'lo olu, but in Chatos and Pesach it's posel. Now that contrast between all Karbonos and Chatos and Pesach could only be understood if we're talking about a Machshava Poselis. And a Machshava Poselis of Shelo Lishma will not completely undermine and invalidate all the Karbonos except for Chatos and Pesach. And the language here is very clear. He says, "Af reisha de masnis in ayir linyan machshava poselis." The linyan stoma lo matzinu chiluk bein Pesach v'chatos l'shar zvachim. What's unique about Pesach and Chatos, which passes the karbon completely and can throw it in the rubbish, is because he had a machshava poselis. He had a machshava l'shem zevach acher. Yossi Ben Choni is going to expand this and say, even in the case of another carbon l'shem chatos is a machshava posels. But be that as it may, in the ratio of the Mishnah, in the case of Pesach v'chatos, we're talking about a machshava shelo l'shma in Pesach, meaning l'shem zevach acher, and the same is true for chatos. That's what passes the carbon. And in that very case, in the reisha, meaning in the shar karbonos, other than Pesach and Chatos, it's a carbon kosher. There's no way that you can tell me that in Pesach and Chatos, the psul of the carbon is because of stoma, because he had no machshava whatsoever. So it means that even the reisha is assuming that stoma is kosher. So what was the hava? I mean, again, to go back to that question of this, you know, this antagonist who's fighting against Rava that in Kodshim Stoma is Kishalo Lishman. Where's the Machshava Apostelis? So there's a paragraph here on page Chof Tes on the left side of your photocopy called Vinira Muchach. And the language here again is very challenging. I've read it over and over again. The first half of this paragraph I understand, but then I get lost in the second half of the paragraph, but I think maybe we can put it together. He says the following, that even though, and this was the Brisker Rav's Diyuk in the Rambam, we can put Shalol Lishma together with Machsheves Pigul, and they're all under one rubric called Machsheva Posels. Nevertheless, there is a fundamental difference between Machsheves Pigul as a Machshava Poselis and Machsheva Shalol Lishma as a Machshava Poselis. And why is that? Because in the case of Pigul, which is Lizmano Limkomo, there the Avoda certainly doesn't require, even in the ideal L'chatchila sense, that the Kohen Ha'ovid should have in mind that it should be eaten within its framework of time, its allotment of time, or within its place, Mimkomo. There is no such thing as a requirement of a positive machshava li ochlo bizman almanas lavod almanas lo ochlo bizman li ochlo bimkomo. But the Torah was mechadish that if you add a machshava of chutz bizman or chutz bimkomo, that's machshava haposelis. But when we get to lishman shalol lishman, it's a little bit different because the ideal kiyuma mitzvah would be for the kohen ha'oved to have a machshava lishma. There is a din of asiyas hakarbon lishma. And if you remember, we discussed in the Brisker Rav's frame of reference that just like universally there's a Lishma, so too in Zvachim and Kodshim there's also a Din Lishma. The Asiyah should be done Lishma. In fact, the Gemara establishes six different Kavanas Lishma, like for example, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Reich Nicholach, etc., etc. So there should be a Lishma. He should have in mind that this is a Karban Ola, this is a Karban Shlomim, and we're doing the Avodah L'shem Ola or L'shem Shlomim. Oh, Adkan, I understand. In other words, what the Nefesh Tova is trying to establish is that there is a positive Lishma, and in the ideal Kiyuma Mitzvah, that's what the Kohen should have in mind, and Asiya Lishma. And the Machshava Poseles is related to this din of Asiya Lishma, this positive Lishma. Again, the positive Lishma would not, you know, would not passel the carbon. A machshava poselis would require a l'shem zevach acher, but nevertheless, even the l'shem zevach acher as a machshava poselis is anchored and related to the din of asiyah l'shma that requires l'chatchila to be a l'shma. So adkan, we understand. Now comes the second half of this paragraph, which is much more challenging. And he says the following, that since there's a shaychus between an asiyah lishma as a positive machshava, and the machshava poselis as a negative lishma in the case of kodshim, and the gather of the psul, therefore, of machshava shalol lishma is kol heicha dechashav lasosa shalol lishma. He says that even if, as the Mishnah establishes, a machshava shalol lishma doesn't passel the karbon. But in the case of, although again it's mafkir the ritzui, but perhaps we could say that the adversary, so to speak, of the antagonist of Rava in the Hamamin of the Sugya holds that Stoma Lishma is also a partial psul karbon. Not complete psul karbon, but it's also included under the psul of shalol lishma. Because since the psul of shalol lishma is a result of the din of lishma, that there is a meaningful, you know, status and requirement of lishma in the ideal sense. So the shalol lishma is a psul of the absence of lishma. But you're going to tell me now, well, if that be the case, then we're already equating, as we asked before, all karbonos with chatos and pesach. He says no. We can still maintain the difference between chatos and pesach and shara hakarbonos. And here's the language. He says the following. The af e stoma posel, even if according to this havamin, a stoma and zvachim is posel, mikomakom, it's not the same psul as exists in the cases of chatos and pesach, because ein ze psul bechol akarbon. In other words, it's not that in, you know, you start with a psul of shalol lishma, or stoma shalol lishma, and therefore the entire avoda is posel. And all the avodas is possible. The carbon itself is possible. That's not so. There is a kind of psul of machshava poselis because of the absence of lishma, according to this havamina. However, it's not identical with pesach and chatos. In pesach and chatos, the psul we saw is a machshava shalol lishma, is pasul legamre. Legamre, we could say, is b'chol ha-karbon. But once we derive from Pesach and Chatos as precedents that there is such a thing as a psul b'chol ha-karbon in the case of shalol lishma, then we could borrow from that, derive from that, and in other karbonos there's this partial psul. It's not a psul b'chol ha-karbon of the absence of lishma. So the Gemara in the Havamina holds that within the context of the din of lishma in Kodshim, stoma would also create a psul. Again, not the psul, not to identify that psul with the psul of Pesach and Chatos, because in Pesach and Chatos, the psul of shalol lishma is b'chol ha-karbon. In other kodshim, in other karbonos, the psul is only a miktsas psul of shalol lishma. Now, what's the difference between a shalol lishma legamre, which passels the entire karbon, and that's true, that mechanism operates in chatos and pesach, and this so-called miktsas psul of shalol lishma, which includes even stoma, is also shalol lishma in the case of shar karbonos. What is the nature and the scope and the definition of this miktsas psul of shalol lishma in kol karbonos? The answer is that, let's say, he started the shechita with one machshava and he ended the shechita with a different machshava. So if he started the shechita with a machshava shalol lishma, he can still perhaps salvage the karbon by finishing the shechita with a machshava lishma. And that would depend upon two different categories of psul. In the case of chatos Pesach, where we have a psul gomer b'chol ha-karbon, it means that once he's lacking in the proper machshava of lishma, that creates a psul legamre, and you cannot salvage the karbon and complete that avoda of let's say shrita, for example. Same thing could apply to zrika, but of having a machshava lishma. So he started shalol lishma and then he ends with lishma. It's already a done deal. As we say in Yiddish, it's farfalen. It's already considered posel in an automatic, absolute sense. There's no conditional psul here. Once he has the machshava of shalol lishma, the shalol lishma as a miktas psul in the case of shar kodshim, of shar kabonis, is only a temporary and conditional kind of psul. Let's wait and see what happens with the end of his shechita. If at the end of the avodah he comes around and he has the proper machshava lishma, then the karbon can be salvaged. For example, if he's still in the case of zrika, let's say he has dama nefesh. So let's say Okay, let's talk about Kabbalah Saddam, for example. We could talk the same way about Zrika Saddam. He's Makabal Adam in a certain volume, and he has it now in the Kli Sharis. So he does the Zrika with a Shalom, a Machsheva Shalom Lishma. Is the carbon automatically possible, or does he have the ability to use whatever Dam HaNefesh is left in the Kli Sharis and do another, complete his Zrika, and now add, you know, the that which is lacking, the proper Machsheva Lishma? Can it be Choser on that same Avoda and make it into an Avoda Lishma? And the answer is no, because there's a psul gamur in the cases of shalol lishma in chatos. And again, and I'm sorry, I didn't emphasize that we're talking about chatos and pesa. In shire karbonos, where we said that there is in the avmin is some sort of a miktas psul of shalol lishma, even in the case of stoma, where you're absent the lishma, that miktas psul means there's a heder machshavas lishma. We're missing machshavas lishma. So if he started his rika without the machshavas lishma, and even if he had a machshav of shalol lishma, he can still salvage it with the dam hanefesh that's left in the klisharis as he completes the zrika. Yesterday we took a look at Simon Hay, which is on pages Vav and Dalid in the Sefer Nefesh Tova, and based on an insight of the Brisker Rav, we said that in terms of the neder of a person who says a real lie, he has two different halachas of achrayis. One is achrayis mitzad hilchas nedarim. He took upon himself a pledge to commit himself to bring this carb. And until he brings the carb, he hasn't fulfilled his pledge. And then there's an additional din of achrayis b'toras karban. And the nafkamina we suggested was the halacha of Rashi and Tosfos of Mishaba Liazara Yotza. These are various comments of Rashi and Chulin on Kuf Lamed Tes, Tosfos and Chulin on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, in which once the person who took the neder brings his carbon to the Azara, he, so to speak, hands it over to the Kohen. At that point, he was Yotzi de Nidra. And if that be the case, we were wondering about the case of Amishnah, where the Kohen went ahead and he shechted the carbon shalol lishma, and the Mishnah establishes that there's no ritzi, it's not ol l'shem chavasa, but after all, the very moment that the Baal HaKarbon brought the carbon over to the hands of the Kohen in the Azara, that itself is a kiyum mitzvah's neder. But the answer is that there's a halacha in Kodshim that goes beyond the darim, and that's derived from a specific Yalfusa, that there's a chiv achrayus. The Gemara Daf Dalet Amid Beis derives from the pasuk v'nirtza lo l'chaper olav, that olav means if he took a harei olai, a neder, then he has a chiv achrayus. Why did the Gemara need that pasuk? L'chor, if the animal gets lost or stolen or it gets tummy, he hasn't fulfilled his neder. The Teretz is he fulfilled his neder. Let's say, for example, the case of Machsheva Posel, he fulfilled his neder once he brought it to the Azara and he gave it over to the Kohen. What happened subsequently doesn't undermine his Kiyum neder. But the answer is he has an additional Kiyum B'Toras Achrayus that's derived from the Pasuk L'chaper Olav, that he has to guarantee that this carbon is brought in the proper way with the Hechsher. And since it was brought Shalol Lishma, he hasn't yet fulfilled that Achrayus. That's what we discussed at great length in the past, but let's add something. There seems to be a problem. We're not out in the clear yet, because when we mention the Tosfos in Chulin Adaf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the case is that someone brought Torim B'nei Yonah B'tchilas Hatziuv, you know, before they matured. That means Kodem Sheyigdalu, before they grew to the proper age, as the Shir and the Gemara establishes, that even though at this point we can't be makriv the Torim B'nei Yonah B'tchilas Hatziv, but nevertheless, Tosfos points out, Kevin Shehivil Yad HaKohen Yotzi Yedei Nidro, and he's absolved from his neder. Now, how could that be? How could he be absolved from his neder? We said that there are two halachas, two requirements generated in neder. One is the general halacha of neder, and that I understand he can fulfill when he brings the Torah B'nei Yonah to the hands of the Kohen And he says to the Kohen, you know, wait till they grow and mature, that's fine. He was maybe Lidei Kohen, as Tosfos says, Kvar Yotzi Lidei Nidro, but there's still a Chiv Achrayus that was derived from the Pasuk of Olav, and that requires the actual Akrava. And there's no possibility of Akrava at this point. So why is that a fulfillment of his neder to remove his Achrayus? But the answer is that that Sugya in Chulin on Daf Chav Beis is analyzing the lav, the application of the lav of Bal Tiacher. What does it mean? The man takes upon himself a neder. He has to fulfill his neder within a certain time framework. After the time passes, whether it's one moed or three regolim, he violates the Isur of Bal Tiacher. So the Gemara wants to establish that even though in waiting for the Torah B'nei Yonat Sheyigdalu V'akrivan, he's going to pass that time allotment, you know, past the Moedim, there is no violation of Bal Tiacher because Kevin Sheyigil Yad Kohen, Enochinami, as far as the halacha of a chipar olav, v'nir tzalo l'chapar olav, that generates a chiyuv achrayus until the carbon is actually brought, then certainly he would still be liable for the carbon, responsible for the carbon. That achrayus still remains. So we have to make sure that after these birds reach that maturity level, these doves, then he has to bring them as a carbon. He's still in violation of that aspect of olav as a neder. He didn't catch him. But as far as the parsha of Nedarim is concerned, because of his pledge, that he fulfills the very moment he gives it over to the Kohen. And therefore, even if it'll take months and maybe a full year until he can bring this karbon, and he's still achroi, but he has absolved himself of the chiyuv neder, and therefore there's no Bal Tiacher. And that all makes sense because the sugya there is analyzing the issue of Yotzi Yedei Nidro, or lo yotzei nidro. The Gemara's Mechadesh, that's what Tosfos points out, that since he was mavili that kohen, yotzei nidro, which means he's protected from the violation of Bal Tiacher. Enochinami, his achrayus will generate a responsibility on his shoulders to see to it that ultimately when the Torah B'nei Yonah mature and can be brought, they will be, in fact, before they will be brought. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, next week I want to go back to the Hakdama, this very extensive and profound Hakdama of the Keren Ora to Masechta Zvachim. We've covered at least a part of it, a fraction. I hope to get back and be able to complete that Hakdama, Bli Neder, next week.